the rest of the story. You have enjoyed visits with Jim Fowler and Joan Embry on television. When they emerge from their jobs at the zoo to do talk shows, yet so fleeting is time that you've surely forgotten Diane Belmont. But she too worked with animals. Animals of every imaginable variety, but they never quite worked with her. Colleagues recall an excursion in Malibu Lake. Diane was wading neck deep through sludgy areas when suddenly one of the men on shore hollered, "Moccasin!" At first, Diane inferred that she had lost a shoe, but then another voice yelled, "Snake!" And at once Diane understood it was a water moccasin, a poisonous swimming reptile. Diane flailed about, trying to scramble for shore. A Great Dane in the party plunged into the water, trying to help her, but the big dog, taller than she when it stood on hind legs, almost drowned her. No, there were no casualties that day, although someone observed that the snake was terrified by the commotion. Being bitten occasionally is a part of the business, they say. But Diane Belmont got bitten a lot. Staff would see bite marks all over her arms and her legs, and then she would announce that another pair of chimpanzees had attacked her. Monkeys were always attacking her. Once she was bitten by a bear. Once she was stomped by a horse. Once she was almost eaten by an alligator. And once, when Diane was demonstrating how to avoid being gored by a bull, she was gored by a bull. Now, wait a minute. It wasn't even a real bull. It was a bull's head mounted on a frame, an apparatus that was supposed to move on a track, but instead it jumped the track and took off after her. I mean, a mechanical bull started chasing Diane and caught her and gored her. Gored her. Blood was gushing everywhere. But after tedious surgery and a stay in the hospital, Diane went back to work. She had no business being around animals, friends sometimes said, particularly dangerous animals. All her life, Diane Belmont was just plain accident prone. She had been thrown from automobiles. She had fallen out of boats more than once. She had tumbled down ski slopes more than once. Her arms and her legs snapped like matchsticks. In 1 year alone, she was hospitalized 5 different times, and that does not count the time her nose caught fire. So Diane would probably have been wise to avoid working with animals, especially animals that were bigger or heavier or had more teeth than did she. But hazardous situations of all kinds were quite simply unavoidable for a woman who would do anything for a laugh. You see, once upon a time there was a model, a lady model named Diane Belmont, who then returned to the real name by which the whole world knows her. But she modeled under the name of Diane Belmont. She became Lucille Ball. And not long ago, it was axiomatic in show business that everybody loved Lucy. And yet you just met 2 chimps and a snake and a Great Dane and a bear and a horse and an alligator and even a mechanical bull who told you the rest of the story.